This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm in Springfield, where we heard the governor's State of the State address earlier today, which you heard on WGIL, and we start reaction from that. We'll talk to State Representative Noreen Hammond in a few minutes, but we're going to start with State Senator Chuck Weaver. We are in his office here at the state capitol. Senator Weaver, are you sure you want to give all this up in a few months?
Well, thank you for asking.
This is quite palatial.
Yeah, you know, it's been an honor to serve, and it's difficult to walk away, but I've got a fantastic gentleman that will be following me in my seat. And, you know, I'm passionate about what has to happen in Central Illinois. And I think the real key of things going forward is, what are we going to do about job creation? And even more importantly, what are we doing about just recruiting great minds into our community and keeping our talent in our community? And I feel that a lot of our policies out of Springfield aren't accomplishing that. So I'm going to try to do it the best I can working from some other role in Peoria. And I haven't decided exactly what that is, but I got a couple of opportunities I'm looking at.
We'll talk a little bit about some of what you just said here in a minute. I just want to ask you real quickly, was it a difficult decision to decide not to seek another term, especially after you filed the paperwork thinking that maybe you would do it?
You know, I was looking at a possibility of role of President Bradley, and mainly because of that issue of, you know, there's been so many dynamics in our state that have caused us to be a state that does not welcome business here. And people ask about recruiting businesses, and it's tough to recruit business into Illinois. But, you know, we can recruit great minds, and I think that's one of the really most important things. And this support I have for the different community colleges and also universities around my district, that we've got to do the best to get smart young people in our communities, keep them there, because that's where the entrepreneurship will come from for the future.
Is the presidentship of Bradley still an option for you?
No, I was not selected for that. But what it did was it made me just start thinking about, you know, I'm 63, and what's the best way for me to spend my time to serve the best I can going forward?
Seems like developing more stress at the state capitol might not be the best way to spend that time, right?
Well, I've enjoyed my work here, and frankly, I feel like I've been effective down here. You know, I passed 34 bills the last 2 years, I think, considering we're in the minority party, and I work hard to do those things. But I do think there's just a lot we can still do. And I've always been a believer in it's going to be strong families that's going to make us a better community. And it's going to be about businesses that are going to be job creators, not the government as a job creator. And that's really where I want to be focused my time.
You mentioned job creation there, and perhaps getting more people to come to and work in Illinois. That was one of the things that the governor mentioned a few times in his address today. How do we do that?
Well, I think, you know, as I got the talking points from his address just moments before he started speaking, I was able to read as he was going along, and I looked for what was the first policy issue he addressed. So, you know, in all these speeches, there's always a lot of, you know, appropriate recognition of people and that type of thing. And that's good, and we need to do that. But the first policy issue was a tax. That was the first policy issue that came up, is raising taxes in Illinois, the highest tax state in the country. And that was the fair tax that he had in about paragraph number 5. And I don't think that's our answer to job creation for our state.
That seemed to me to be only a slight mention, though. I think he talked more about property tax reform and perhaps lowering the burden on units of local government as something that he wants to accomplish next. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he's exactly right on that. I don't know if you caught it, but he talked about the prior administration. That was the one place where the two of them were in agreement, that we have way too many governmental bodies, and that we need to allow citizens to have ways to put items on the ballot to get rid of local governmental bodies. And that's where it needs to lie. It needs to lie with the citizens, that when they want to see governmental bodies go away, they've got the right to get things on a ballot to vote those out. But that was a Governor Rauner issue, probably one of the things that he really worked hard on, and what Governor Pritzker said, and he was appropriate. There was too much divisiveness to allow that to happen then. But I certainly support it now happening now.
While we're going to air the conversation with Representative Hammond after we talk to you here, and we're recording these, I'll ask you this question the same way I asked her. Low unemployment, fiscal stability better, so says the governor, among other things, infrastructure improvements on the way. What's not to like there?
Low unemployment, I think, is a federal trend. I don't think that's really about Illinois. That's about our economy is hitting on all fronts right now. And nationwide, we're a 50-year low on unemployment. That's a wonderful thing. With regard to government stability, a very interesting thing happened. Our bond rating stabilized. You know why? Bondholders like states that tax because that's how they get their bonds paid off. So suddenly last summer when the state of Illinois, and by the way, I voted against every tax, passed 19 new taxes, all of a sudden bondholders said, you know what, hey, we can buy those Illinois bonds and know they're going to get paid. That's good for bondholders. That doesn't mean it's good for citizens.
We have a little bit of a disagreement there on government stability.
I said this on the air. It struck me by and large as a speech where, at least in the first part of it, Governor Pritzker kind of rightly or wrongly took a victory lap.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be foolish for him to do anything other than try to point out the best things that happened. And there have been some good things that happened. But for me, the thing that struck me is halfway into the speech when he talked about the predictors of doom. Saying that we don't have problems does not mean they don't go away. And there has been almost nothing done considering the fact that we have the highest, lowest bond rating in the country. And that's all tied to underfunded pensions, which has been happening in Springfield for way too many years. That's something we have to focus on. We have to make sure that we have solutions for it. And frankly, the solutions have so far not been forthcoming. And I know I've presented solutions, but it's things where we've got to feel some pain, and folks have not been comfortable accepting that pain.
Will the passage of the consolidation of the police and fire pensions help? Despite Mayor Pritchard in Galesburg, for example, supporting something like that, it sounds to me like the devil was in the details.
Devil is in the details. And there's two places where dollars get saved in that regard. One of them is administration goes down because it's consolidated. The other one is there is an ability to invest better. What troubled me was that there was a sweetener in that bill that gave pensioners a bump. And I don't think we're in a position right now where we can afford to do that. Folks that are not in those pensions are paying a huge price to support those pensions. And I did not support that sweetener happening where the folks that will get pensions years in the future, their pension got better as a result of what should have been a solution to our underfunded pension problem. I know it's a very complicated concept.
What else can be done in that regard?
Yeah, I've got a really good pension bill. In fact, I was working on it again this morning that has supported police and fire. And what it does is, Governor Edgar had the right idea when he did his ramp on how we fix our pension problem. The problem is there were not safeguards in place that made cities and counties actually pay what they were supposed to pay. So my bill does that. It requires those payments. But what it also does is it changes the period of time over when we have to get to 90% funding. And police and fire understand that. But what that will do is, and the Illinois Municipal League, I believe, is going to get on board on this. But what it will do is it will stretch out the time period we have to get fully funded. But it does not kick the can down the road to where our grandchildren will pay more than we are. So I think it's a very good mix of solutions. And frankly, I've had no one push back on it. I've got Democrat support on it. In fact, I took the bill and gave it to a Democrat to carry. And I believe we can get it passed this session. And this bill was brought to me by someone in city government. And this bill will not pass if the Illinois Municipal League doesn't support it. Now, I might need to make some tweets to it, but I believe we'll be able to get this passed. And I would be more than happy to sit down with any mayor and say, this is why you need it. And when I walk away, I'll be very surprised. They'll say, Chuck, this is a good bill. We got to do this to get ourselves healthy.
Let me kind of transition into some of the other things you may be working on here now that we're back in session here.
So this pension bill is the main thing I've got that I'm working on. Frankly, I thought I was going to get it done last year. But the other thing is I've been working on a minimum wage regionalization. And I've had really good support both sides of the aisle downstate. You know, we've the $15 minimum wage passed. That was Chicago driving that. I can see Chicago at $15 minimum wage, but their cost of living is different. And almost everyone agrees that downstate we need to have that regionalized based on cost of living. So I've got that bill that I will be getting filed. And what it does, it says a municipality or county can do a local vote to decide if they want to opt into that regional wage, which would be a lower wage, which means that municipalities that need it will do it, and those that don't won't.
One last question. Toward the beginning of the speech, the governor talked positively about the people of the state and suggested that maybe we as a people in Illinois are not as divided as some might lead us to believe. What do you? What are your thoughts on that?
I think he's exactly right. And when I was circling things in his speech, I circled a number of places where we all agree we have great talent in this state, better than most people realize. My thoughts on that are to challenge people. And, you know, I've done 51 town halls now, I think probably more than anybody in the state. And one of the messages that I want people to understand more than anything is when you're listening to your elected official, listen for politics versus policy. And most use politics versus policy. I'm going to give you an example. If I say the word wall, you will get 60-40 or 40-60 very strong opinions on what they feel about a wall. But if I say, you know, I'd like to talk about immigration policy and lay out four or five things about immigration policy, you will get, and I mean this number, probably only 10% that will disagree. 90% will agree on what should really be happening. So when someone says wall, that's called politics. When someone says clear immigration policy, dealing with what's the right guest worker policies, I just saw where Brexit did something on how they're going to recruit talented people with their immigration policy and how their visa structure works. Those are things where people agree because they make common sense. So I just challenge people when they're on the divisiveness, don't get wound around the axle and get pulled into that. Back up and say, wait, what's the real policy we need to be talking about here?
Is immigration, though, something that should be addressed at the state level or the federal level or both?
No, but I think the reason I like to talk about that, that's a federal issue, and it's one that we all hear and understand very quickly because so much of what people watch is really more about federal politics and local politics.
State Senator Chuck Weaver, thanks for your time, and I like your office here. I'm not going to say I want it, but, you know, it is kind of nice and cozy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, your seniority over time, you get a little better office. This is a nice office. But I want to thank you because, you know, sometimes people want to beat up on the media. You folks are so valuable.
You were pretty critical, though, of us a couple of months ago at the Chamber of Commerce legislative luncheon, I think as a whole in terms of what does and doesn't get covered, though.
That surprised me because what I tend to talk about is the importance of how – first thing I think is the fact that you guys don't have enough time to cover enough information.
Sure don't.
You bet. And we need more. The social media is definitely not doing a good job of getting people educated.
Something else that the governor talked about today, there seems to be if you want a good if you want the opposite of civil discourse, just look to social media, right?
You know, I remember what that was. That was a bill that I was going to be presenting. I wasn't ready to go public on it yet, and I said the media's here, so I can't talk about this.
No, hey, only one member of the media was there, and it was me. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. And you presented that day, and that was good. I think it was on minimum wage.
Right.
Yeah. No, I never criticize the media. You guys have great work to do. I'm glad you do it.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you not slamming the door in my face
never,
when I came
buddy.
In.
Never. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator Chuck Weaver. Stay tuned. We will come back, and it looks like time is going to be a little short, but we'll get to business news and more, and then State Representative Noreen Hammond as we continue Galesburg's Evening News from Springfield at the State Capitol on WGIL.